Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.
What's going on, family? It's your boy Big Sean doing bigger, better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network, and you are tuned in to the realness. It's not that we know it all, we just keeping it real, keeping it real, keeping it real. We're excited to have you here once again. I hope you guys are enjoying the new format, are looking at the new format, and will enjoy it. We're going to be doing some bigger and better things, man. Got a lot going on, but we're excited once again to be in the building. I want to send a shout out to your sister Light Bright. Sister Light Bright, she couldn't be with us tonight. She's making that money, not letting that money make her. You understand what I'm saying? So she's not here with us tonight, but we are excited to be here and to share with you the best of the realness. That's right, the best of the realness. We've been doing this enough and long enough now where we got some good stuff, some good content to kind of share with you and bring back to your remembrance about, you know, what we've been doing here on The Realness and what we intend to continue doing as long as you all allow for that here on Real Talk Radio. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing today. Me and you, we're going to hang out. Hopefully that's cool. Hopefully you're cool with that. We'll go from there. All right. So we got music. We got music on this setup, this new setup. We got music. So we have a song coming at you in about 5 minutes. We got another video coming up about halfway through the show. And then we got another video after that coming up towards the end of the show. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. We got some new artists who we're, you know, who we're dealing with, tapping into. And some of our favorites, like your boy Random is coming through with one of the videos. We got a gentleman by the name of Sid. I met him on a Christian hip hop site, been conversating back and forth. He's going to be with us next month. So make sure that you tune in next month. He's going to be with us next month. We want you to definitely tune in on that first Friday in August. All right. First Friday in August. And we're going to be meeting up with Sid. Good dude. Definitely can't wait for that. And so, having said all that, we want to introduce you to Sid, some of his music. We got a video for you called Uno Fire. I think you're going to like it. So check this out. Again, you're tuned into The Realness. Make sure you do me one favor before I go into the song. Would you please share with somebody, tag somebody, let them know The Realness is on. I'm just crying. All right.
Counting the seconds away cause they waiting to see what you're planning to do. Uno, one of a kind, never considered unless it was more than a two. Uno, thank you, Donata, let's take a picture. Cheese, ricotta, tomato, tomato. Get with the program, I don't even bother. One, keeping it chilly with ice. Twice, or two times as nice. Y'all, flex with the left and the right. Oh, man, you done did it this time. Uno, that's how you say it in France. Uno, that's how you say it in Spain. Ooh, somebody come get your mans. Thought I was hearing my name. Uno, 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 chill with the vibe and I'm riding the wave. Ayy, shout out to Ave, ayy, catching the fading is far and away. Shay, that's what they throw in my name. Coming with heat, but I stay with saute. Gordon, I'm cooking gourmet. Poulet, chopper, tulips, I'm eating for days. Throw it up, then stop.
Man's not hot. Rada, cause I'm tough as rock. Ravioli, cause I got the sauce. Rigatoni on them, holy moly, gotta stop baloney, I'ma cut it off. See Patron, I gotta be the boss. That's what happens when I get involved. They don't really wanna take it to another level, that's when I'ma take it all. Swan song, but you can sing along. Heard them saying this could be the one. When an empire falls, and when the people pray to God, don't forget about the clock. 3, 2, 1. Uno, counted you out, but they count on you now. Uno, quiet to talking and chill with the crown. I don't do it for a trophy, I don't do it for a trophy. I keep it rocking for my city, one and only, yeah. Living the moments and chasing the dream, yeah, yeah. Quiet achievements, I couldn't keep it a secret. Michael Jordan with a 3-peat, Michael Jackson with the silk sleeves. 2-3 MVP, moonwalking like it's Billie Jean. No guarantee that I'm taking it easy, I'm still gonna get to the peak. I'ma just keep it, I leave. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Whoa, Boomer-yay, standing on 10. I've been used to the heavyweight, huh? They be like, why? Don't hesitate, throw it. I get it right back like a boomerang, Lottery kid, bruh. Taking the chances to end up with everything, Feel like the one. Nothing can stop, my future's in jeopardy. I'm trying to get better with thinking I wasn't cut out to be part of the game. I couldn't settle for less than the best when the goal was to equal my name. That's why I've been working so late to make sure that my fam got everything paid. Never napping, cause I gotta lead the way. I really do it, and I'm never giving it up. Break. Taking a cake and a bacon dozen for the road, I couldn't stay today. I'm not friendly with the snakes that get up in my face. I'm ducking out the way, I waited for the race. I'm picking up the pace, I'm feeling it today. I can't afford mistakes, I face. I plan it out and then I'm ready just in case to put them in their place. Conversation ain't wanna listen what I really, really gotta say. Hustle in my DNA, I'ma take it all the way. Find me grinding every day, I can't let it go to waste. Shout out to A when we finally make it, cause he gon' get it right away. When an empire falls, and when the people pray to God, don't forget about the clock. 3, 2. Uno, counted you out, but they count on you now. Uno, quiet to talking and chill with the crown. I don't do it for a trophy, I don't do it for a trophy. I keep it rocking for my city, one and only. When an empire falls, and when the people pray to God,
don't forget about the, don't forget the ring.
That's your boy said right here on The Realness, again here on Real Talk Radio Network. And so let's go into what we want to talk to you about today. First and foremost, we're grateful for each and every one of you who are signed on, who've been logged on, who've been watching us. We're grateful. We don't take it for granted at all that you have been rocking with The Realness. Some of you have been here on every single episode, and we certainly appreciate you greatly. All right, so we're doing the best of episode on tonight, and so I wanted to share some of the conversations that we've been having on The Realness. Listen, I did not realize, I go back and look at these and I'm like, man, we had some really deep conversations. Like, we've had some stuff here, man, that, like, real stuff. If you really listen, we really had some good content, man, and I'm grateful to God for that. Just hanging out with my niece. For those who don't know, you know, Light Bright is my niece, so we family, and just getting to hang out with her, but also getting to have those conversations and to, you know, be exposed to different people. It's been great, man. It's been an awesome experience, and so we're gonna keep going with it. But we wanted to share with you some of our best conversations, best moments. We recently had a virtual hangout where we had a couple people over. That was definitely ranked in the top 10 of my favorite times in The Realness. Just top 10, just hanging out with friends and family and getting to talk and getting the vibe. I mean, it was just a real chill night. And so I asked the question because it was right around the time of the pandemic. I asked them, how has the pandemic affected them personally? And some of the responses in that time were really dynamic. They just were really different. And so I want to share them with you on tonight. So this is from the virtual hangout, y'all. Take a look.
This pandemic is really an opportunity for us to show that we are the pandemic to the pandemic. Because we, because believers together are more dangerous than the world together. But it's flipped. Satan has convinced us some, for some reason, that we don't have no power. And we believe him because we let little small things divide us. And we listen to him. And instead of turning to one another, like tonight, Sean turned to believers, different lifestyles, different walks, different experiences, different gifts. But we all believe in the same God. So you can have diversities and still be the same, you know. And so the reality of it is, when you are reaching out for something, he could have reached out to anybody. He could have reached out to people that had some great, you know, status, but he didn't do that. And so a lot of times we reach to the wrong people. And I think this is a benefit because I've, in the 23 minutes I've been on here, I benefit. I've learned some stuff, you know, and I think that's good. It gives me encouragement to see different people, different gifts, but we serve the same God. And I think that's great. And I think also it's not camouflaged that we all have different struggles. It doesn't take away our struggles. We must suffer. If we ain't suffering, then we not for Christ. We gotta suffer. Yeah. I think a lot of times we I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let somebody else say something, but I think it is two things are important that you cannot avoid sin. You can't, because we still in this body. But you can, and you can't avoid suffering. But Jesus can take care of both of them. He can eliminate both. But he doesn't eliminate suffering, because if he eliminates suffering, we may turn back to sin. You understand? Because we're going to think that we done something. So he allows, like Paul said, Paul was so gifted, but Paul could have got too high. Paul also had a little conceit in him, because he talked about the fact that he didn't brag, but he could have. So he had a little conceit. But the reality of it is, God kept that suffering piece so that he can realize that he doesn't have the strength he think he has. He still need the Lord. I think God took away that suffering, that little thing in our lives, the little pandemic in our lives, which really ain't the coronavirus. We got some other pandemics. But the reality, if he eliminates those things, we won't stay on our knees. So that's, you know, that's where I'm at sometimes, because I don't know what to do sometimes. So I stay on my knees.
All right. Wow.
Crazy enough, like I'm 50-50 with the whole pandemic and, you know, everything that's been going on. Being that I, you know, work full time and I'm out in, you know, the workplace dealing with patients and, you know, discovering cases that we've had at my job itself already. So it's been a little bit of stress in that sense. It's been a little bit slower as well. We're not doing as much work, but I am blessed to still have, you know, some income coming in. Just trying to stay safe and as hygienic as we can at the job. But on the other spectrum, it's really helped me, like, with self-healing and working and creating. You know, when I'm home, I'm able to spend that time and have it. Have like two new plants that I started planting. I got a puzzle that I did. I've read like two new books. So, you know, that time for me personally, kind of as an extroverted introvert, it works out for me. This June, actually, it would have been 2 years that I've been booked nonstop, you know, with shows every month. So I've still been doing virtual shows, but with me, you know, getting a little bit of that time back to kind of breathe is it's beneficial to me, because, you know, I like to stay busy and, you know, have the different shows and events, but sometimes it can be taxing and overwhelming. And I just didn't want to admit it to myself, honestly. And then this happened and I was like, all right, I could breathe a little bit now. So it's like a 50-50 thing with me, honestly. But I'm just hoping that we move from this stronger and healthier and just mentally at peace and at whole, especially myself. I've just been self-caring and self-loving, and I enjoy it.
That's what's up.
Well, for me, I think as far as like working, because, you know, I'm a barber, so, you know, they shut us down and they said that we were non-essential. So, you know, automatically I thought I'm just going to do mobile. And, you know, for the past 3 weeks, I mean, about 3 weeks now, since I've gone mobile, I really like have been having this feeling like I might do this full time. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that is because for the longest time, you know, I prayed about God showing me what the next step was for me. And, you know, I can't really speak for everybody else, because I do believe that God is doing something different in everybody's life during this pandemic situation. And, you know, he's doing something different. So, but for me, I've always prayed, and I would ask God, like, show me what I'm supposed to do. I'm tired of, you know, working for other people. I'm tired of coming into a building where I'm not really happy. You know, I'm tired of this, that, and the third. I don't get this off. I don't get that off. I still have to pay this. I still have to pay that. And it was like, boom, coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that God has really been showing me his provision of me having to step out on faith. Like, I'm on faith right now. Like, I'm not on my name. I'm not on, like, anything else but faith right now. And I just believe that, you know, God is really, like, taking me through it and showing me how he's able to provide. And I'm doing, like, God is blessing me with more than what I would probably make on certain days out here just going from place to place than I would be in a building where I would have to pay to be there. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I think also with the pandemic, for me, it's like not just with work, but with the music. Like, I've always wanted to have time off to do more of it. I've always wanted to have time off to, you know, make more beats and write more songs and get pictures done and, you know, do videos, but I never really had time to do it because I was always working. And when I get off work, I would be tired and I would talk myself out of certain stuff, like, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. But here comes tomorrow and I got to do it all over again. You get what I'm saying? So It was like when this happened, I knew that I was going to be doing the things that I prayed for. You get what I'm saying? Like, I knew that I was going to be doing music. So it's like this, you know how they say God can't make you do anything, but I do believe that he will put you in an uncomfortable position that will almost, to me, force you to actually do what he's already told you should have been doing a long time ago. So I think for me, I really think that, you know, that's what's happening right now. So, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just really like on faith and just really like wanting to really obey him and what he's saying for me to do right now, because believe it or not, the world will look at this moment and they will say, you know, they will say, well, what do we do next? How do we go about this? You know, we want something quick to make this go away. But for the believers, this is the time that we should be sowing. This is the time that we should be, you know, praying, seeking his face. We should be, these are the things that we should be doing. Why? Because what you sow is what you reap. And so in times like this, you're supposed to be, this is what he wants us to do. Because when this lifts, we got to be like ready to go, because it's going to happen just like that, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, so many deep things in that one conversation. And really, I could play that whole thing back and really get so much out of it in that one scenario. I heard, you know, keep moving, keep thriving, keep going in the direction of your dreams and goals. And not only that, but continue to work in those dreams and goals and your aspirations. Learn to accept the situation for what it is, but also learn to flourish in those situations that don't always seem like they're the best. I mean, man, just such a powerful, powerful, powerful moment. And so I definitely want think that's like I said, in my top 10 favorite moments on the realness. That virtual hangout was in that top 10 for certain. We had another good time. We were talking about Jackie Hill Perry. Jackie Hill Perry, one of my favorite artists out there, just you know, recently, and getting to know who she is and what it is that she has to offer. But we were talking about how she explains the crescendo and the song on her album Crescendo called Falling Away. And in that one moment, there was some powerful stuff. So I want to share that with you as well. Let's take a look at that. This is us, The Realness, discussing Jackie Hill Perry, her album Crescendo, and Falling Away. And she said, if you look at a crescendo, for those who do not know, if not musically inclined to anything like that, crescendo simply means that the music starts real low, right? Starts real low, mm-hmm. and then it gets real loud. It just gradually goes up from real low to real loud. And here's what she said about crescendo. She says, if you follow a crescendo to its highest point, you'll find that even at your lowest point, you were going somewhere higher.
Wow.
If you start at a crescendo, at the beginning of a crescendo, mm-hmm. and you just follow it all the way up to its highest point where the music is blaring and it's real loud, you realize that even at your lowest point,
it's
you
be
are
high.
Always going higher. Man, wow. do you hear what I'm like? That to me, even that's poetic.
Wow.
But the truth of the matter is, like, no matter how low you feel, no matter where you are in your life,
it's even higher where you're at. It can be higher than in.
You're always going higher.
Even though you feel you they're low, you're already higher than where you think you really are. Wow. Right.
You're higher than where you've been.
That's yes, Miss Janet. That is deep. Wow. So you think like you're that. Low, but you're already high. Than however you're feeling, you're already high, but you're feeling right. so low. And they're crescendo. Right. Wow.
I'm telling you, man. Crescendo is that's why she named the album Crescendo. But okay. All the Way again is that first song track off of that Crescendo album. And it's written like a Christian sister. She's writing like a Christian sister to a brother who's fallen off, or a sister who's fallen off. Like, mm-hmm. like they basically have gone away from what they've known, gone away from the scripture, gone away from hearing what God is saying to them or in their life, right? And so she writes the song like somebody who is going through that experience with a friend, and they're noticing. And like even the lyrics, again, you gotta acknowledge the lyrics. She says, I read the scriptures with you. You even handled it right. Saw the Christ in every text. Said exegetical sight. That word exegetical just means that you go verse by verse. You know how to work the verses. Like you're able to get the meat of the verses out of it. She says, mm-hmm. You knew the devil was a liar. What happened to you? I seen him on your Snapchat. You act like you happy. Is you? Sure you don't remember about the fire. I'm glad to get you back. All them sermons that you preached about Adam and you. I guess them genetics sent you the wrong message. The wrong medic. You sick and the fix in grown heaven. You stole leaven, that's sin, and mixed it with bricks. Come on, man. She's like the lyrics, man.
I'm reading them as you're saying it. Yeah. So the lyrics, she's basically talking to someone that's falling away, like you know who God is. You know who it is. Come on back. You know, it's already in you, pretty much, right?
Right.
Wow.
Like, you know everything you need to know
right.
to be successful with this thing.
Got like, you.
But you're falling away. Like,
falling
and
away.
Her, and her whole story is just about, the storyline is about, man, you need to get back. You need to get back to where you were, your first love. As a matter of fact, the chorus, what's the chorus? Are you looking at the words now? What's
yes,
the chorus
yes, hold
in
on.
That song?
The chorus is, both feet off the ground now. You far away, you fallen. Lights faded out. It's dark, but never too far from him. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow. Like,
so it's powerful, man. It's powerful.
Wow. I can imagine what the beat is. You know what I mean?
The beat. Like,
because I know, like, her, that. The music is. Whoo.
Yeah. Just that conversation about crescendo and how it works out and how it moves through the music from very low to very high, and how even in our lives we experience crescendos. But if we look back, we'll look at the fact that we were always on our way up. We were always moving towards our destination, always moving towards our that place where we were. Man, powerful conversation about that. Listen, we all know Randall. He's no stranger to us here on The Realness. In fact, we played a little game when he was on the first time on our show. It was called Random Thoughts. So I want to show you that. It was a good time we had with him, and it's a good segue into some new music for him. We got a new video for him that we're going to share with you right here on The Realness. So let's check out Random Thoughts. These are Random Thoughts with Random himself.
Phrases, random phrases. All right, so here's the object of the game. I got 20 random phrases. 20 random phrases. All you have to do is tell me what these random phrases mean. All right? You got a minute and 30 seconds to do it.
Oh, my God. Tell you 20?
To tell me as many as possible. We just want to see how many you can do in a minute and 30.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
You ready?
This is crazy.
All right, so I'm going to start the time after I give you the first clue. After I give you the first clue, so you get an idea of what it is. As a matter of fact,
I was just going to say, can you give me some type of...
don't just throw them in there with the wolves.
So, for instance, the phrase, playing for keeps, what does that mean?
You're trying to win big.
Okay, things is getting serious.
Yeah, it's serious.
All right, so you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all you're doing.
Okay.
All right, but you got to get as many as you can. Light Bright, help me count now.
Oh, I don't even have a timer or nothing.
I got a timer. I'm good. I got a timer.
Help me count how many he does. Okay.
Help me count how many he does.
How many he get right?
Right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. First clue, throwing in the towel.
Giving up.
All right. That's one. Scott Free.
Fresh out of jail.
All right. Keep your shirt on.
What was it? I didn't hear that one. What was it?
Keep your shirt on.
Oh my goodness.
Grandma! Alright, skip. Long in the tooth.
What?
Yeah. Long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth?
Yeah.
Skip.
Alright, skip. Under your nose. Okay.
Under your nose. Nose.
Nope. All Greek to me.
I never.
40 seconds. Skip. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Hey, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. If it's too much for you, please.
All right. Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark. Pass.
Pass. Eat my hat.
Eat my hat. Back up off me.
Nope. On the same page.
Agreement.
Yes.
It's not brain surgery.
It's not that hard.
That's four. Hands down.
In the bag.
Time.
That was six. Actually, I think that was six.
Six.
I think I was six. Yeah.
What you say? All right, six. So let's go back. Eat my hat, having confidence.
Never heard that one.
Having confidence.
Never heard that one.
Shot in the dark. You got that one right?
No.
It was a. It's a little chance. Very little chance.
Oh shit.
No, he didn't get that one.
Oh, dog, man.
Yeah, I never. Man, I was losing all of it.
You said under your nose, missing an obvious place. Wrong tooth, you're old in age.
Whoa.
What?
I never heard of that one.
Hey, I've never.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Never heard that one. All right, random phrases, thank you for playing. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
I guess I'm Bobby Brown. Call me a trendsetter. I don't copy style. Homie, don't play that. No, I don't copy clowns. Now, do you copy that? I'm not a copycat. I wrote so many rhymes and forgot where I put my copies at. I'm just coming out of my shell. I'm just an open book with so many stories to tell. Bar after bar, you'd have thought I was in jail. How I wrote it, like I just walked out of my cell. But I'm scot-free, no parole, no bail. Just some identification and a stack of mail. Now tell them open up the gate. Waves spinning like I brushed like 6 months straight. And I got a couple dollars to go out on the town with. Feeling so good that I can't even pronounce it. Now notice I ain't talking about ounces. And I ain't trying to hang out with the people I hung out with. Found out that I shouldn't care what the people say. Cause I don't wanna do it if I can't do it the legal way. I got something to say. If you didn't wanna hear it, you shouldn't have pressed play. Hey, I wrote this for the undecided who can't keep focus. Attention is divided. One track gone, and now they double-minded. Lost it, working overtime just to find it. No peace, so they're looking in consignment. Stuck, something like solitary confinement. Yeah, this is something you can vibe to. Go to bed, wake up in the morning, and arise to. Yeah, something you can get up on your grind to. Ride on the way to work, pull up and arrive to. Like a dinner, you ain't gotta bring sides to. Enough for everybody, I ain't trying to deprive you. Take a verse from the Bible. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's a word of survival. Hey. It's survival of the fittest. If you want it bad enough, then be about it. Go and get it. Most of the people say they want it. They don't want it, won't admit it. You can't even talk about it if you never really did it. About to start a revolution with a revelation. Talking resolution, higher learning education. I graduated from ground level to elevation. About to prove I'm wrong, going over underestimation. I ain't playing no exaggeration. I stand firm on the affirmation, ovation. But not for me, because if it wasn't for G-O-D, then we would not be. See, powder for your headache, Alka-Seltzer for your cold. I hope you get better, made in the session for your soul. And when it get heavy, I hope you learn to let it go. This ain't about no competition, this is all about a goal, If we ain't reaching what we preaching, If we don't practice what we preach, then what's the reason, Look, I'm trying to be about my father's business. I don't need a briefcase, I just want to be at the meeting. I'm looking forward to it, so I'ma keep reaching. Keep seeking till my heart start beating, That's why I'm trying to live now instead of trying to do it later. Rest in peace to Shorty Low and big up to all my haters. Look, I got a night job holding up the light. It ain't an easy job, but the benefits right. And nothing come close to it, nothing alike. So as long as I'm alive, I'ma hold it up for life.
Indeed. That dude is crazy, man. It's your boy, Big Sean, doing bigger, better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network. You're tuned in to the realness. Not that we know it all, we just keeping it real. That was Random with his new video, Something to Say. Definitely got something to say, as we know well. So appreciate him allowing us to share that with you on tonight. Make sure y'all let him know what y'all thinking. Shouts out to everybody online. Shouts out to Shannon, Sharday, how you doing? What's going on, James Pierce? For Mo, what's going on? And you know I can't forget my baby. Hey, baby. Yeah. So that's what's up. We're glad that you all could join us on tonight. We got a couple more good vibe moments from the realness on this best of episode. So check it out. We had a conversation about a song by KB called Crown and Thorns, and we talked about all of the different things that we liked about all of the songs that we heard from him, you know, the beats and whatever, da da da. But Crown and Thorns had the biggest meaning for both of us, and it soon became both of our favorite song by KB. So I want to share that moment with you right now. This is us talking about Crown and Thorns. All right.
Are you better off with the world loving you and everybody else loving you, or are you better off with God in the will of God? Are you better off comfortable? Are you better off uncomfortable? You know what I'm saying? The question remains, like, that's a big line, man. What are you more comfortable with?
Because thanks for the love. We get a lot of hearts. Oh, yeah, what are you comfortable with?
Yeah, are you more comfortable with fame and fortune, like the money? Are you for? He said in the beginning, you know, we love everything, and that's so true of us as Christians, man. We love everything, right? Mm-hmm. We love everything about being a Christian. We love going to church. We love listening to
in the beginning
music.
Right,
we love,
right.
We like going to Bible study and Sunday school.
Right.
About all of those things, and then as time goes on, the fire fades. Because we start to recognize that the church, everything the church tells you, like, don't value money, don't value this, don't value that. We start fighting against that because it's like, man, but my bills are due. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, this is what's up, that's what's up. So he says something that's thought-provoking, like, what is worse? You go dying and going to hell because you couldn't value in money? Are you being covered? You know what I'm saying? You doing what God requires of us. You live in a way that God requires of us, man. It really made me think. What's that second? Read right after that for me, please. The second part of that verse.
Who's in more? Okay, who's in more danger, the persecuted or the comfortable?
Who's in that more one? Danger, the persecuted or the comfortable?
Yeah, give us a crown. You can hold onto the thorn. Hold onto the thorns. I don't right want there. Them. Okay.
That's right there. Give That's me a right crown. There. Okay.
You can
Give
hold on to
crown,
the thorn.
You can hold on to the thorn. Really, what he's saying right there, that's the most impactful part of that whole song. That's what makes Crown and Thorns serious. Because, like, the Bible says that as believers, right, we all going to wear a crown. We all get to rule with Christ. We all get to reign with Christ. But the challenge is nobody wants to wear the thorns.
Oh, wow.
Because the thorns represent what? The cross. Jesus was crucified on the cross.
Right.
He died on the cross. Like, our cross is whatever we are going through in life, whatever problems we have to bear, whatever situations we have to bear, whatever circumstances we got to bear, right? That's our cross. So, he's saying that we got to deal with our cross in order to get our crown, but nobody wants to deal with the cross. Nobody wants to deal
And nobody wants to help. The thorns, that's what I was about to say. Nobody wants to handle the thorns with the crown.
Right. And that's why I like the title of the song. It's Cross
Crowns
and
Thorns.
Crown. Right? I mean,
crowns and thorns. And thorns, yeah.
Meaning gotcha. They go together.
Right.
Meaning you can't get one without the other.
Wow.
Meaning you gotta go through your thorns in order to get your crown.
Big Sean, they got that preacher coming out. They got that preacher coming out.
Man, it's deep. It's deep.
Yeah.
I had to preach on this one because.
Yeah, like, there it goes. That preacher coming out.
yeah, even though I like the other song, but uh-huh. you know, I like the beat and I like the way it comes.
But this, this one
right
deep.
Here
yeah.
is the deep
yeah.
one. This is the one that makes you think. This is the one right. that really makes you realize what it is that we as believers believe. Like, mm-hmm. we can't get a cross. We can't get a, I mean, we can't get a crown.
A crown without the thorns. Right.
We can't do it.
This is beautiful. You know what? You making me, I don't say no chains, but you know what? Right here on the show, I'm finna go ahead and I might just go ahead and say crowns and thorns. That's the one.
You know what? I gotta do the same thing. I gotta go.
Crowns and thorns is my favorite.
For the message. For the message alone, crowns and thorns.
Crowns and thorns.
Crowns and thorns. Crowns and thorns. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, yeah, man, we get into some real deep conversations and I really never really paid attention. Ain't that sad? Never really paid attention to how many we do until I went through this week and just kind of was kind of listening again. I was like, man, that was kind of profound. You know, I'm glad that we get to go through and listen to music and not just any kind of music, but music that really matters, music that's going to change lives. If you sit and listen long enough and you analyze what's being said, man, it will literally change the fabric of your life. But we're not so deep. We're not so deep that we don't have fun, okay? Y'all know how we do it. It's not that we know it all. We just keeping it real. And one of the things that we are never short of is laughs. And as a matter of fact, this promo kind of shows you the kind of fun and creativity that we enjoy. We laugh after each other here on The Realness, and we have a good time doing it. So this is my favorite promo. This is the best promo I think we did thus far. We gotta figure out a way to match this one light bright. We gotta figure out a way to get this one matched. All right, so best promo we've done here on The Realness. What's going on, family? It's your boy Big Sean doing bigger, better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network.
On The Realness, yeah. It's hey. Not that
you
we know it
know
all.
The
we
deal.
Just
keep
it
real.
The
truth, one of
the real,
and you are real.
Realness, tell the people how you feel.
Oh.
We don't know it all, but you
know
the real like
what's
it. You already know the deal.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? It's your boy Big Sean doing bigger and better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network.
Ooh, lemonade,
you already know the deal.
You can hear the
truth, you want to know the deal. You got to plan yourself,
lemonade. What you got? Hey, what you got over there? You got a lemonade. That's a lemonade because it's hot out there. Okay. Listen, you don't want to miss this. You want to be in the building. How you feel your friends?
Yes. Make sure you come on. Make sure you share it to everybody on your page so they can see what's going on. It's not that we know it all. We just keeping it real.
Okay, all right.
So you are the hook,
so I hit them with the right. Fight demons.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? That I caught light bright off guard with that lemonade. That lemonade. We still make fun of that day. All right. So that's our best promo. We got to figure out a way to get back at that once again. All right. Another great conversation we had. A great conversation we had was with author, local author. That's right. That's right. Light bright. That lemonade. we had a good conversation with author Modern Medusa, a good interview with her. She's one of our favorites here at The Realness. So I want to share with you her writing style, and just the depth of her process was a lot to grasp. It was just like, man, bam, this is, you know, she's no joke, just real stuff. So, check her out. Here it is, Modern Medusa interview, and just listen to the depth of her style, what she does in terms of her writing.
That is a good question. So generally, I am in a quiet space. If not, I'm have like a jazz instrumental going on or a hip hop instrumental. And literally, I close my eyes and I pretend like I'm a movie director or something like that. Wow. And I vision it before I write it. So I turn those visual things into words.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a different, I mean, it has your speeches, like, it goes so deep. Yeah. It goes so deep, like, you're not just, man, coming from a writer, I'm a writer as well, you know what I mean? And it's amazing, like, to even think that, to picture it, like, what? Like, I don't know. It ain't about me, but I'm just saying, like, as a regular writer, I would think it goes off of a wordplay or something you mm-hmm. see, but you actually envision something or you silent everything around you. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's gold. That's
I
gold.
I kind of like,
yeah.
I kind of like flip.
Oh, I okay.
do.
I would think if you do listen to music, I mean, I don't know, but wouldn't it kind of feel like you're writing to the beat and as such, or you don't go, because you're a poet, but of course it's music as well, but for the rhyme to the beat, like, does it?
No, it honestly depends on what I'm listening to. Like, for an example, I have a poem about, like, country loving and stuff like that, and I was listening to a country song.
Okay.
And I didn't go to the beat or anything like that. I just thought about how that sound made me feel inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Man, you listen, so when you listen to music, it's another, mm-hmm. you're not just the beat, and it's more outside of yes. it. Like, how do I feel about country music? Or how do I see if you're mm-hmm. listening, for example, country music? So that's mm-hmm. dope.
Yeah.
That's wow.
You know, I had the pleasure of listening to some of your work live, and so even in that, I mean, even though it doesn't take on the same rhythm as the music per se, it does take on its own rhythm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're rhythmical as you perform. I mean, you have a style about you that kind of, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily go with the beat, so to speak, mm-hmm. but it goes with your beat.
Right, your own.
You take it and you shape it and you make it your own.
Right.
So, yeah, I found that to be dope. How did you go? I'm gonna ask one more question. I said I'm like,
oh no, go ahead.
Honestly, say it evolved into poetry. I used to write music. I used to write songs. I used to rap when I was in high school. So it kind of matured, I would say, into poetry.
Okay.
Because I just had a love for not even so music, but lyrics. I'm a sucker for lyrics. So I knew that, okay, I may not be like the best singer or the best rapper, but I have something to say, and I know that there's a way I can say it, and that's where poetry came about.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. I'm gonna throw it back to you.
Okay, yeah. Oh, can you let us know what, like, Cosmic Curry said?
Cosmic Curry says, oh, it's okay. Oh, okay, she gets into the zone.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, definitely she gets into the zone. She's real cerebral about her processes, man. And yeah, we couldn't deny that opportunity to get that exclusive and hear about that. So I see my boy Big Rob is in the building. Shouts out to you, Rob. Thank you for joining us on The Realness. And we're going to keep it moving. we talked about this joint called Never Deny. And I believe that was Isan Burgundy. Or No Fold. No Fold, but just the theme of it was Never Deny, Never Deny, Never Deny. And we both got some real deep moments out of that conversation. So I want to share that with you now. This is our conversation about No Fold. Stay tuned into the realness.
Never fold. All right.
Now, Never Fold. The beat, it was nice. The flow, everything was like everything. It was nice. Yeah. I like when he say, "What should have killed me has built me. I'll never fold." And I'm just like, man. And then he just go on, "What should have killed me has built me. I'm solid gold." I'm like, man. Whew. Like, I don't know. And then, "What should have killed me has built me. I won't sell my soul. What should have killed me has built me. I'm fully known." I'm like, man, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know. That just, what should have killed me has built me, you know, that right there, you know, whatever the devil have tried to, anything, but it's tried to come against me, you know what I'm saying? That just tried to bring me down or try to kill me or destroy me. It made me into a better person. It have built me up. That's what I took from. And I'm just like, yeah, like it could be like an anthem, Never Fold. Like I never fold. Like I'm still here. Still through the fire. I'm still here. The Lord been with me through it all. I'm still here. You know what I mean? Like that's what I got from it. Sure. Like that song right there.
Yeah.
That's what I got from right there.
I like the chorus. I like the chorus because the chorus goes to, like, of course, you know I like the Bible story with it, but the chorus goes to one thing I learned from Peter one time.
Oh, yeah.
Never deny. Tempted to catch amnesia sometimes. Never deny, deny. Even when my faith becomes a crime, I'll never deny, deny. When I confess, I put my neck on the line.
I'll never deny.
I think in one chorus, he says, even if I confess I die, I'll never deny. I mean, and this goes back to Matthew 10:33, where it says, "Whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." But it goes back also to Peter, the story of Peter, who, you know, Peter was sitting in the courtyard, and that servant girl came over to him and said, "Aren't you the man who was with Jesus?" And Peter denied him three times.
Oh, I remember that story.
And so from that story, he's comparing himself. And he said, "I learned from Peter that time when he denied."
I never denied.
Even when you get tempted to forget about the goodness of Jesus, when you get tempted to forget about what's going on with your life, when you're tempted to forget about how good God's been at you,
right?
Then you think about it and you're like, man, I can't deny. God been good, man.
I've been pain,
but God been good. I'm going through what I'm going through, but God's been good. I've been through the struggle, but God's been good, man.
Right.
Think about everything you can't deny. And that's what I think the essence of this is. And I like this one too. I do. It's not many in this group that I don't like.
Yeah, but, you picked a good group. That's on, like.
Yeah, that was a good night, man. So, good songs, good vibe with those, and man, yeah. So, we are coming to the end of our tether, and I dare not go from this moment without at least recognizing, you know, what's going on in our world, what's going on around us, the situation and circumstances that have affected each of us in a different way. And especially with July 4th being tomorrow. And I know that July 4th means so many things to so many different people. But I have to say that America's got some making up to do. We've got to really, really look at what people are saying and the situations and circumstances around us, what's happening in terms of supremacy in this country, in terms of privilege in this country, we got to make good on our promise here. It's so important for us to make good on that so that we can all celebrate our freedom. But there are some things that are hindering it. If you look at just the prison system alone, black men make up 6.5% of the total population, but of the United States, but they make up 40.2% of the prison population. And talk about the 13th Amendment, which is essentially legalized slavery, which continues to go on in our country. It allows for those who are condemned as criminals to work and do free labor for the country. And so we've been placed into that structure, and as a target of that structure, it hits deep. It hits home. And so we gotta really, really look at what we're doing in this country and what we're doing in order to change the situation here. In terms of police brutality and violence, you know, those situations and circumstances that people are seeing that bring about this idea that, you know, we need reform, or we need to even defund. Those ideas are coming from a place, and we got to really look at where that place is and what it is that we really need to do in order to make that right. So we got a long way to go, y'all, but we are prayerful, and the church has got to begin to take its rightful place at the lead of that. We can't be silent on this any longer. We can't afford to allow things to go on. And a lot of people have in their head that, oh, well, the, you know, God is, we're just the human race. And yes, we are the human race, but God has called us as the church. He's called us out of the systems of the world. And one of those systems is this supremacy that we see in all these different institutions. We got to really look at what it is that's going on, and we got to really open up our mouths, y'all. I mean, I just believe that with all my heart. I don't want to get on the soapbox because I can go on all day. I'm not going to because we're at the end of the show. All right. So with that being said, I'm glad that you all joined us on tonight. Looking forward to my partner Light Bright showing up on the next go round. And I know she had some other things she had to do, but we got, again, said coming next month. And man, I'm excited about that. We want you to check us out on Instagram. We're at Real Talk Radio Network. Facebook, we're on Real Talk Radio Network. And The Realness has its own YouTube page now. Its own YouTube page. So check us out there. We're going to be uploading this there tonight. Had some difficulties going live there for whatever reason, but we'll upload all of our former episodes and this episode right here up into our YouTube page. So go ahead and like it in advance. All right? And make sure you tell your peoples. All right? I want to close with this song. It came from my heart, and really it kind of addresses the issues that I was just talking about. And so it's called Three-Fifths Man. All right, and we're gonna go out on that note. All right, I appreciate y'all jumping on and chilling with me on tonight. We'll holler. Peace.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
For the people in the struggle.
It's hard to put in words how I really feel, cause how I really feel got me feeling ill. Paranoid got me looking out my windowsill,
So unreal, can't even call it surreal and feel. The reality of life got me most vexed, praying that it's over, but preparing, asking what's next. And if it seems I'm at, it's probably cause I'm upset. One son, seven nephews perceive the threats. And if we're not careful, there'll be race war vets. I even cast a piece of nonsense worth yet. And to add insult to injury, people call me bitter when I call them out on their misery. But some of y'all won't even try to understand what it's like to be a black man hated in his own land. Lands that he built with his own hands, flesh and blood, but treated three-fifths a man. Great grand had problems, had to flee down south. Granddad raising a family, still they shot up his house. Pops educated black man with 2 degrees. All had to fight injustice, but did it for me. Now I stand years later, it's the same old mess. That's why I open up my vocals every chance that I get. I done already told you, got some soldiers behind. Hate to have them growing up behind enemy lies. It's time to end the violence and brutality from the hands of the one who's supposed to be protecting me. And while we at it, let's end all the silence. No longer can we sit complacent with this violence. But some of y'all won't even try to understand what it's like to be a black man hated in his own land. Lands that he built with his own hands, discouraged and treated three-fifths a man. I can hear the ancestors crying from the grave. 155 years later, they still treating y'all like slaves. I mean, they have to be amazed when it seems like we're losing all the headway that they made. It's insanity, the world's still full of vanity. They only love themselves, but I still wonder just how can it be? How can it be? Remove the canopy. Put up your eyes and gain perspective, and then you will see. The enemy, I'm not his property. I belong to G.O.D. And by the power of his blood, I shall have victory. That's why I'm no longer begging for your sympathy. And some of y'all won't even try to understand what it's like to be a black man hated in his own land. Land that he built with his own hands. So you know I was never three-fifths a man. I pray every son makes it home all right, and every husband makes it home safe to his wife. Cause no loved one should have to be all right without having you around in their life. I pray every son makes it home all right, and every husband makes it safe to his wife. Cause no loved one should have to be all right without having you around in their life.
Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.